Thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
I need the charges reversed on my account.
I could take a look at your account, sir, and explain the charges to you. What is your zip code?
57022.
Your first and last name?
John Dunlap.
Verify your address?
No. You're going to just credit my account because the information you give to a person to call and get this stopped if you don't want the product anymore is invalid. Everything got returned to me. The phone numbers are bullshit on the product themselves. So credit my account.
Verify your address.
201 South 4th Street, Del Rapids, South Dakota, 57022.
Please hold while I look at that account for you.
Credit my account. Don't look at it.
Okay, so looking over your account, you placed an order for the Luna Active Anti-Aging Cream, and you signed up under the trial offer, whereas when you placed the order, you paid only the shipping and handling to have the product mailed out to you.
Yeah, that's all that was done was the shipping and handling. That's all I should have been billed, and this is the second time there's a charge pending for $106. So credit my fucking account now.
If the language continues, I'm going to end the call, sir. This is your final warning.
Well, credit my account.
The
I've
order that you have at your
the state, the lawyer. I've already accounted my attorney and the state's attorney have already been contacted in regards to this. And
oh, that's great. They can explain the terms to you then, Mr. Dunlap.
I've got 72 hours to cancel this. Anyways, it's done. Credit
your
my account.
Placed on December
credit
the 12th,
my,
sir.
No, I did not. I did not place any order. I got
it was ordered on December 12th.
Free trial, and it's
that's
not even the product
trial
that you start with. You just keep on, like, dragging this scam.
That's
bogus.
Not a free trial, sir. Read over the terms and conditions.
Scam. And then
I'm
contact
you
at your bogus email address.
Okay, sir. Follow up with your bank regarding that charge, sir. I cannot issue a refund. It looks like you tried
who
to keep that with
to
your
get
bank.
This taken care of? Who else do I get to talk to then besides you?
Well, actually, you'll have to talk to your bank. We have provided them a copy
already,
of the
they
terms
already,
and conditions.
I already have talked to them. I've already talked to them.
And it looks like they declined your dispute, and they sided with our company, stating that that's what you owe for the order that we sent to you.
No.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dunlap. I cannot issue a refund on your account.
How do I get it? Who's the real company? I don't want the distributor of this crap product. I want the manufacturer, whoever that fake name is.
Follow up with your bank, sir. All information was sent to
your
bank. What
is the name of it? Why can't you give it to me? You work for them.
Do you want the company's email?
I that goes nowhere. I already got two or three of them returned.
Okay, I can give you the company email and you can correspond with them
by
email.
Okay, yeah, well, give me another fake one that like I already sent off to.
Okay, that company email is support, SUPPORT.
Yeah.
At myinstantconsumerdeals.com.
My instant, oh, that's a new one. My instant consumer deals?
MyInstantConsumerDeals.com. And I have made sure that your account is no longer active.
Yeah? I want my $106 back.
I'm so very sorry, sir. Unfortunately, I'm not able to issue
no,
that
you're
credit.
No, you're not. You wouldn't just even work for him if you knew, if you were sorry.
I'm sorry if the terms were not read.